Thank you, Margaret. Let's hear some more news now. With proposals for the former Royal Observer Corps headquarters in Sproston, help with living with arthritis, and students from City College help at Silver Road. And to begin, a cash value is placed on Norwich Prison.
Norwich Historic Prison has been valued as £50.5 million in documents which have emerged after Justice Secretary Michael Gove said he was weighing up a sell-off of city centre Victorian jails. The figure, the audited book value, was published in parliamentary documents in response to a question from Labour's Shadow Justice Minister Andy Slaughter. The Ministry of Justice said the figure, which includes the prison, the land and other dwellings, was calculated as the cost of replacing existing assets with a modern equivalent, and it was not the same as a commercial valuation, which would be commissioned if it were to be sold off. Norwich City Council leader Alan Waters, who is the district councillor for the ward, said that people employed and associated with the prison would be interested in the figure, and said the government, Ministry of Justice and the local MP should clarify any future plans that might be for the prison.
It was a site designed to monitor fallout in the event of a nuclear strike on Norfolk during the Cold War. But now, developers are hoping to build a Starbucks and a retail unit on the site of the former Royal Observer Corps headquarters on Charterwell Road in Sproston. Plans submitted to Broadland District Council by Sigma Marlborough Limited seek permission to redevelop the land. Until 1991, the site had served as the group headquarters of 55 Royal Observer Corps Underground Monitoring Post in Norfolk for 30 years. Since then, there have been numerous applications to redevelop the land. The latest, submitted in November last year, is for a 1,784-square-foot drive-through cafe and a 3,000-square-foot retail unit. It would include a car park with 31 spaces and a pedestrian access point from the nearby Claiborne Road. Vehicle access to the site will be off Charterwell Road, and developers hope the car park will reduce the risk of parking on Claiborne Road. Sproston Town Council has already objected to the proposals, describing them as a gross overdevelopment and an inappropriate use of the site. It's also said that pedestrian access to Claiborne Road would encourage on-street parking in that area. Tim Howard, aged 62, of Claiborne Road, said, "This is a narrow road and lots of elderly people live here. As soon as something happens on Charterwell Road, anyone who's in a rush will park here. Many people have tried to develop this site and they've all failed. Even when the planning inspector ruled that some development would be okay, no one took it on."
The Arthritis Care Charity is hosting a series of events to help people living with the condition. People are invited to a community talk and discussion session at Marion Road Day Centre in Marion Road, Norwich, on Wednesday, March the 9th. It will run from 10:30 a.m. to midday and offers the chance for those affected by arthritis to find out about the self-management of arthritis and tips on living well with arthritis. All are welcome to get information, gain tips on coping day to day, and find out about services and support offered by Arthritis Care. There will also be a session on the same day at the Cellar House Pub in Eton from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. An arthritis social support group will be meeting, and there will also be a drop-in event where an arthritis community champion will be presenting and promoting the Arthritis Care Living Well with Arthritis program. He will discuss peer support, tips about self-management of arthritis and visual impairment. All are welcome, and all people affected by any form of arthritis and their family, carers and friends are encouraged to attend. Entry is free and refreshments will be available. Arthritis Care is the UK's largest charity dedicated to supporting people with arthritis.
Bosses of a Norwich community centre have praised students for taking part in a scheme which will help transform its cafe and garden area. A group of 15 students from City College Norwich will be rolling up their sleeves over the coming weeks to help give a makeover to part of the Silver Road Community Centre, formerly the Silver Rooms Day Centre for older people. The students are all on the Ready To course at the Ipswich Road Base College, which gives young people the chance to develop their employability skills through a community project. The centre was selected by students as their community project, and they've raised more than £400 by selling greetings cards that they made at locations including Chapelfield and the Forum. The students had put out a call for groups who thought they could benefit from some volunteer help and a bit of money. Julie Brochek-Colton, a trustee of the centre, saw the students' offer of help and asked them to help with the project to give a lift to the cafe room and the garden area. And she said, the whole project's a fantastic one. The way the Ready To students have raised funds towards the project and the way their tutor, Katie, has managed to get lots of materials donated is wonderful. Miss Brochek-Colton thanked those who donated plants and materials for the project, which got £500 from the Community Chest Fund being offered by Norwich Evening News sister paper, the EDP. Bethany Godleman, aged 19, a Ready To student from Dereham, said, "We've worked really hard to get this stage, and it's exciting to see how it all turns out."